Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Maroon 5, The Zlurv, East Coast Radio. Stacey and Jay Spoon here with you until 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
and unprompted, unsolicited, and the thing that no one wanted to talk about today. Here we go. Because apparently we need the word, operative word, need to talk about the actual third wheel in some relationships. Not all. And we're not talking about someone's doggy, a child from a previous relationship, student debt. We're talking about the family.
Yeah. Your mother, your dad, your auntie, or sometimes even cousins from Joburg. They know everything about your relationship. Mm. How involved is your family when it comes to your relationship? Are they like the cheerleaders? Are they praying for you guys to succeed? Or are they like on full-blown meddling agent vibes, like planning breakups, you know, over Sunday lunch, whispering, "I never liked him anyways," kind of vibe.
Yeah, because we gave you a full smorgasbord of options.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Everyone's family is different. And remember, you can choose your friends, but one thing you cannot choose is the fandams. So here is the reality of the situation. Doesn't matter how old you get, you are always going to be children in the eyes of your parents. And sometimes that it can also be extended to your in-laws. And that very fine line that we need to balance between being supportive versus getting in other people's business when nobody asked you can cause endless issues. So in the spirit of that, should we have this conversation?
Let's have this conversation, Stacey, about the in-laws and their involvement.
How involved is your family, in-laws, family, in your love life? And do you see it? Do you interpret it as amazing? It's supportive. You're there for it. It's great. It's nourishing. Or is it causing problems? It's meddling. It's nonsensical. And you have had just about enough. Share on 061-792-9495.
No. I must tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he took his wife.
Yeah.
And they went.
Where?
He never came back to me. He never spoke to his mother. They just left me. Now what must I do? As his mother who raised him, what must I do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, I don't know about these children.
We're going to start off with the congestion on the N2 northbound between the M7 and the Saxony Mall. If you're heading to Implan coming from Durban, and then we have that accident that took place a little earlier on the N2 southbound just near the old airport, unfortunately involving a pedestrian. So traffic is a little slow. Please remember to give way to emergency officials there. And then we also have some rainy weather conditions in some parts of the Greater Durban and KZN. So please remember to buckle up, keep a safe following distance, and to have your headlights on. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
It's Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero on East Coast Radio, 21 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. We are just having a young conversation. I would say an important conversation, because sometimes I do feel like these in-laws tend to do too much. And a line must be drawn, boundaries must be set, and people's relationships must be respected. In this hour, we're chatting about how involved is your family when it comes to your relationship. Are they curious, or like, are they a part of the relationship? Like, is it like three people all in one?
Or do they just not really, when I say they don't care, I don't mean they're not invested. They just don't meddle. You see them, you have your briars, you have your gatherings, everybody moves on. How things lacquer, cute.
Yeah.
We move. Because, something to share at this juncture or?
No, so I know a story. I know a story of a guy who had his mother-in-law meddle into his relationship so much.
Yes.
This is gross that she got pregnant.
Ew.
Yeah.
Brother, ew.
So that was a two-in-one special.
Not to be confused with the weekend special.
You know, gave her daughter, a sister, and a daddy. So this meddling thing is very dangerous. And I'm this is a story from where I come from. Don't judge where I come from. These things happen out there, guys.
And that
don't
might,
meddle.
And that might be on the extreme side,
yes,
or maybe a little too close to home.
Yay.
We're encouraging you to share your stories on 061-792-9495. And here to share his, Keith from Hilton. Welcome. How are you?
How's it, buddy?
I'm okay in
yourself. Keith, you sound like
Keith
you're
is
afraid to speak.
He's like, ugh.
Don't be shy to speak. Don't be shy. We are all in this together.
Yeah, so Keith, what's happening there? How involved is the family in your relationship?
I think I...
Wait. Are you whispering? Wait. Are you whispering? Because we can get into that bag.
Yeah, okay. We are, okay. Okay, Keith, come close to the phone.
Let me boost
you. Okay.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Perfect. Go. Full voice. Whole chest.
Yeah.
Okay. So my in-laws are not the supporting type, but rather the middling type.
Ooh.
So we both have a past, the wife and I. And I left my past where it's supposed to belong.
Yes.
But unfortunately, my in-laws keep in touch with the wife's past.
Yes.
Now, you see, I don't appreciate that because it makes me look low.
Yeah.
I mean, you keep in touch with the wife's exes and stuff. I mean, he has a right to see his kids, but not the in-laws and the sister-in-laws and whatever. I mean, they go to an extent of actually going over and staying there.
What?
At the house.
What?
At the house.
What?
So,
yeah, that's not great. Keith, question though. While all of that is happening with the ex-hubby, is your relationship with your in-laws okay though? I'm saying that aside, are they giving you, as her partner, as their daughter's partner now, the same level of attention, affection, investment?
No, nothing. I get the lock gates.
Yeah, but how can that be? If they're still on a mission to maintain a relationship with the exes, they don't have space for the new brother, man.
But that's, I mean, I don't know, maybe there's a juggling act. Like, well, the sister-in-law is there, then the mother's somewhere else. You know what I mean? I'm checking. So Keith, is this a non-negotiable for you? Has it caused friction between you and your partner?
Yes. Currently, we're separated.
I'm sorry, man.
Ish, man. Listen, I think you and your madam have to have a conversation to wrap this up. If she doesn't buy into the idea that she needs to set boundaries for her family in terms of getting involved in your relationship from the ex's perspective or even with you, if she doesn't get it, then my friend, that relationship is over.
And Keith, I'm sorry to hear this. It's upsetting because everyone is clearly grown. You are parents yourselves.
Yeah.
So that's not. I find it so bizarre because it's like you're being treated like you're a 14-year-old and you are grown people, which is wild to me. So listen, Keith, good luck, and also keep us updated. Let us know how things go. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, my Keith. Thank you, my love.
Okay, so maybe you have a similar story. Maybe your in-laws are meddling into your relationship. Maybe they're supportive. Maybe it's a good story in terms of their involvement in your relationship. And you'd like to share. You can remain anonymous if you want to. That is more than welcome. We just want the story. Shame, man.
Yeah, that made me feel a little bit on the inside. Sorry, my Keith. But to Jay's point, maybe there's something else. Maybe something fantastical. Maybe your in-laws are the reason why you're in this happy relationship in the first place. We are accepting all answers. All of them are correct, m'lady. 061-792-94958.
I haven't said a damn thing about my in-laws.
And you won't. Nothing.
No, but wait. I love my in-laws. I even got a t-shirt. Love my in-laws. All day. Family, viva, for what? Family. It's not about me. It's about you. You've got in-laws, right?
Yes.
Are they meddling in your relationship? Are they supportive? What's the vibes there? That's what we're talking about. This is not about me at all.
No, in fact, we're going to head on over to Assegai. Troy, our beloved, how are you? Troy?
Hi, yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, my love. Nice to hear from you. So, Troy, in-laws, fabulous. Are they meddling? Are they supportive?
How's it going?
Honestly, I probably have one of the most amazing set of in-laws. They are so supportive. They pretty much, they stay out of our relationship unless we approach them with concerns or issues. You know, they just help ground us. They've helped us out of other situations where we had a bit of trouble.
Mm.
Yeah, they're just amazing. I feel sorry for those people that have one that meddle too much, to be honest.
I don't know how you did it, Troy. A lot of people are like...
Must be nice to be Troy. Now, Troy, we actually want you to hold the line.
Hold the line.
Because we're now going to chat to Linda from Glenwood.
Hello.
Linda, how are you?
Where, Linda? He's probably still dealing with the in-laws.
Yeah. Linda.
Linda, hello. All right, so we're going to try and get Linda, right?
In the meantime, Troy's holding for his life. But he's good. He's got no problems with the in-laws.
But back to Troy. Troy.
Yeah.
In order for your in-law relationship to be so successful, did you guys, at the beginning of your relationship, like set boundaries or like say, we don't want this, we want that, in order for it to be like this now? Did you guys like have a conversation?
You know, at the like the early years, it was like it was actually a bit rocky road, bad. And just over time, we worked it out together. We said, like, this is where we want to be. Mm-hmm. And we worked through it together. And now we are in a place where, yeah, I'm pretty much part of the family. Yeah. Can go whenever I feel like it. You know, my mom lives in Cape Town, my dad lives in Australia, and to have them here,
yes,
it's a second home for me. It's actually really great.
That's so nice. Now, in the spirit of all of these warm, fuzzy feelings, we've relocated Linda.
Linda.
Oh, yay.
There she is. Linda, how are you?
Hi.
All right, Linda.
I'm good, how are you?
We are
good.
Fantastic. We want the juice. Please, spill it.
What's happening with your in-laws, Linda?
What's happening?
I've been married for 25 years.
Congratulations.
And we actually saved and, you know, we love the Lord. And I just want to say that for the last 25 years, my in-laws has been great, absolutely great. But recently I found out one of my in-laws had this huge knife behind my back. And from the time I was courting her brother, she has been spreading rumors all over about me. And I recently found out that it's absolutely serious. She's been saying absolutely horrible things about me, yet she was my best friend.
What kind of things is she saying?
Okay, she was saying things like, I'm having an affair. She was saying things that I'm mean to her brother. When I was 19, when I was courting her brother, I remember prank calls being made that Linda is, you know, I don't swear, but she's using vulgar terms. Linda is the biggest bee, and Linda is like this, and I've seen Linda with a man in a shopping center. But recently I found out, somebody told me that she was actually the one that was pranking me. And I was 19, and it's 2.5 decades later
and the pain's still there.
It's all revealed. And in all this time, she's being my best friend.
All right, so we can hear Troy in the background. Troy.
Troy is having a
Do you have anything to say to Linda right now? Any advice? What are your thoughts on her situation?
Wow, I'm actually speechless. That's quite a, 25 years later to find out that this person that you really think was on your side was not. It's quite a scary thought.
Yeah.
I actually don't even know how you move on from that. That is scary.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Linda, Troy is right, and Linda can hear. I can hear how livid you are, because this is a level of betrayal.
I would be so angry.
Yeah, that is like that you feel in your guts. You know what I mean?
There's another thing. We should talk every single day.
Yeah.
From the time I found out about her, I had a little message that I found out that somebody was messing behind my back. Till today, she's never contacted me. She just disappeared off the radar. So she's guilty as hell. But you know what? She's been trying to break us up from the time I was with her brother before I got married, even after I got married. But my husband and I, yes, we all have issues, but we're such a power couple that nothing could destroy our marriage. And I really thank God for that.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that.
Oh, Lord.
Linda, listen, I can tell you something for free. I can tell you something right now. She might not have ever reached out to you, but she's going to hear about this.
Yeah.
She's going to know.
Yes, definitely.
And everybody else now is going to know. You speak truth to power, we move on. You and hubby, you're solid.
That's right.
And that's what's most important. Right. Thank you for coming and sharing the story.
Shout out to Troy.
You very much.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Woo, guys.
Yeah, guys. You know what they say. You know what they say, right? Karma is a...
Stay connected for the late...
She tells the story to everybody who's...
anyone who's willing to listen.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell it to you. That was Jay.
Just
to clarify.
Yeah.
Anyway, Miguel, coffee in the morning.
Jeez.
East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Something else that I was saying while the mic was off, in between the jamming to Miguel, is that this whole conversation today has really made me feel quite sad. I don't like this,
bro.
It's not nice. And the thing is, if you're listening to this conversation today, going, "Oh, guys, if only you knew," I hope that everybody finds their peace, because life is short, eh? For all of this upsetation.
If you allow people to meddle in your relationship, if you don't set boundaries, and if you don't give you and your partner space away from other people, things like that happen. Too involved, can't get out, you're breaking up, causing trouble in the relationship. States, by the way, how are your in-laws?
Fantastic.
I don't even know why I bothered asking that question, because I feel like it was locked and ready to be positive.
Of course, you hadn't even asked the question. I was like, fantastic.
They also listen to East Coast Radio every single day.
Maybe you also need to give me one of those I Love My In-Laws t-shirts.
I just want to go drink some water.
We asked you to share with us your in-law stories. Right. Are they meddling? Are they supportive? On 061-792-9495. And I don't know what this is going to sound like. So buckle up. Get ready to laugh. Who knows?
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Deshni. I must say I've got no complaints whatsoever when it comes to my in-laws and my relationship. In actual fact, my in-laws are always on my side. So you know what? Their son can't make a move or say anything wrong to me. They've got my back from day one.
Jeepers, guys, talking about in-laws, Donovan here. I am super, super lucky. They gave me a phenomenal wife, a wonderful woman, best mother I could ever want for my kids. And my father-in-law and my mother-in-law are just a blessing in disguise.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Rumi. I have the best in-laws ever, always taking care of us and making sure that we are spoiled and rotten always. And I'm so grateful to have my in-laws close by when it comes to my son, because they always there.
East Coast, Stacey and Jace Paul. Once upon a time, my mother used to meddle so much. So whenever I used to go to my girlfriend's house, she would be like, oh, come home now. I need bread. I need this. I need that and the other. Which basically separates us. And it came a point where I had to tell her, you know what, Ma, I cannot marry you. I am not your husband.
Stacey and Jace Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.